Jesus said, ye will not come to me that ye might have life. That is the message I have for you today. Ladies and gentlemen, the main text I'll be using for this message is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verses 24 through 47, but I'll be inserting other passages from the Bible as well. So let's begin John chapter 5, verses 24 to 27 here. Jesus speaking, verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Powerful words spoken by Jesus Christ himself, talking about hearing the word of God. So the word of God is preached, ladies and gentlemen, and those that believe, they can have everlasting life. They're not going to come into condemnation. There was a spiritual transaction that took place when a person believes. Look, it says, but is passed from death unto life. When a person believes, if you're a Christian out there, when you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have passed from death unto life. You are walking on the broad road to destruction. You are walking in darkness. That speaks for myself. But then you heard the gospel, and the Spirit of the living God anointed the word to your heart, and you believed. At that moment, at that instant, you passed from death unto life, from spiritual death unto spiritual life. And Jesus went on to say, he said, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is. It was happening right then and there. The people who were dead in their sins were believing. They heard the voice of the Son of God. They heard, and they're going to live. They shall live. And this also talks about the basically the end of the world, when there's going to be people resurrected from the dead, when God calls everyone to judgment. So this is some powerful stuff, ladies and gentlemen. So keep that in mind. If you're a believer, that's when you come to eternal life. You receive everlasting life through faith in Jesus Christ. You're born again of the Spirit. That's why you hear me talk a lot about that, ladies and gentlemen. You must be born again. That's simple. You must be born again. You need the life of Christ inside you. You're not born again when you're baptized as a child or even as an adult. It's through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a spiritual transaction that takes place. Now, do you remember, I'm going to give you a passage, then we'll get back to John, from Luke. Let me read this to you. Luke chapter 9. Verses 56 through 60. It says, for the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's life, but to save them. And they went to another village. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer or allow me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. So, you know, when you think about it, here's Jesus talking to his disciples. And people are saying, you know, Lord, you know, I'm going to follow you no matter. I'm following you no matter what. And Jesus said, you know, look, the foxes, they have holes. You know, they can crawl back into the holes and cuddle up and get some rest. The birds, they go to their nest. But the Son of Man is not where to lay his head. Think about this. This is the Son of Man. This is Jesus Christ. He created everything, created all things. And yet, he says, I don't have anywhere to lay my head. This is amazing stuff. So Another one says, you know, I'm going to follow you, Lord, but first let me bury my father. Obviously, his father was old and he wanted to take care of business. But look at what Jesus said. He said, look, let the dead bury their dead. Now stop and think about that. How can a dead person bury another dead person? Now, if you're thinking in the natural, it's absolutely impossible because they're both dead. A dead man can't get up and take care of a funeral service or whatever. What was he talking about? Jesus was talking about the spiritually dead. He said, let the spiritually dead bury the dead. That's powerful. He said, but you take care of business. You know, leave dad to be, you know, everything will work out, whatever they got to do. But you, if you're going to follow me, you're going to preach the kingdom of God. You do my work. Be about the Father's business and let the dead bury their dead. So I want you to see, ladies and gentlemen, it's a spiritual transaction that needs to take place inside your heart before you die. If you've never been saved, you've never been born again of the Spirit, then you're still dead in your sins. That's what I want to make very clear. Let's go back to John now, chapter 5, verses 28 and 29. Jesus talking, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. This is talking about judgment day. One final day of judgment, ladies and gentlemen. Don't listen to those that talk about four different judgments. There's one. When the Lord comes back, ladies and gentlemen, that's it. It's over. One judgment day, and this is what the Lord is talking about here. It's going to happen probably very soon, sooner than any of us think. And you're either saved or you're lost. You're either going to be in heaven for eternity or you will be in hell for eternity. And that time, on that day, ladies and gentlemen, everybody's going to be there. Everyone you ever met in your life is going to be there. People you went to school with, high school, college, they are going to be there. Your neighbors in every neighborhood you ever lived in your life, they are going to be there. Everyone. They're going to be there. Every person, every stockbroker, every businessman, every professional athlete from every sport, everyone will be there, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I suspect it, but you know, this is speculation. You know, you're probably going to see people you even witnessed to. Now, at least they're going to remember. They're going to remember you witnessed to them. And if they never receive Christ, what a horrible time that will be for them. So we don't know if that will take place, but there is a possibility. I mean, God can do anything, you know. So people who have heard the word of God, there's no excuse, ladies and gentlemen. A very sobering thought. So just keep that in mind. Yeah, there are the saved and the lost. They're going to be the sheep and the goats. You've heard that. The sheep on the right hand, the goats on the left. So you want to be on the right side, ladies and gentlemen. Back to the Gospel of John 5, verse 30, I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. So the Lord is obviously making a distinction between himself and his Father, the one who sent him. And that's what he came to do. He wanted to fulfill the will of his Father. Verse 33, Jesus still talking here. He said, ye sent unto John, and he bear witness unto the truth. But I received not testimony from man, but these things I say, that ye might be saved. Let me just stop there for a second. Think about the heart of the Lord. He wanted them to be saved, and he says it right here. These things I say, that ye might be saved. Are you saved today, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, if you die tonight, where would you go? Do you know the Lord? Has there ever been a time where you made that transaction with the Lord? I mean, can you say, I know I have eternal life, that you've passed from death spiritual death unto spiritual life. If you can't, today's the day you want to do that. Verse 35, he was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. But I have greater witness than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me. And the Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape. And ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent him, ye believe not. Once again, powerful words. So the Lord is talking about John the Baptist and the powerful ministry of John the Baptist. But he's saying, look, you're listening to somebody that is a greater witness than John the Baptist, okay? This is the Son of God speaking the word to them. And now he's telling them, he's speaking to the unbelieving Jewish people. He says, you don't have the word abiding in you. Now he's talking about the scriptures, because if that scripture, if those scriptures were alive in their heart, if they were truly serving the Lord, then they would have received Christ when he came. So he says, you don't have the word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent him, ye believe not. So I want you to see where I'm heading with this, ladies and gentlemen. There's one way of salvation. So if you reject Christ, which the Jewish people did for the most part, they did not believe that he was the Messiah. And to this day, that's the same with the majority of the Jewish people. They do not believe that he is the Messiah. We're talking heavy-duty stuff. We're talking heaven and hell. I mean, if you don't believe that he is who he said he was, folks, you're on the wrong side. You're dead in your sins. You're going to die in your sins. So John the Baptist had a powerful ministry. He prepared the way for Jesus Christ, okay? And for the most part, the Jewish people rejected John the Baptist also. So that's something you need to keep in mind. Verse 39, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. So look, the Lord is telling his own people, his own Jewish people, he says, look, search the scriptures, open up those scrolls, okay? You think you have eternal life, but those same scriptures, you know, the Old Testament, ladies and gentlemen, prophesied of the coming of Christ. You look at Isaiah chapter 53, I mean, it's talking about the death of Christ. And so here, the Lord is telling them, you think you have eternal life. You have your scriptures, you have the scrolls, and they testify of me. And even though they testify of me, you will not come to me that you might have life. What was he talking about? He's talking about eternal life. He's talking about everlasting life. Oh, yes. So this is incredible stuff, ladies and gentlemen. They will not come to him. So they had the word. They had the scrolls. They would go to the synagogue, read the scriptures, and yet, when the Messiah came on the scene, they said, no way, we don't want you. That's truth, folks. That's exactly what happened. So let's go with verse 44. Jesus still talking. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? So once again, the Lord is letting them know, look, your Old Testament that you have in your possession, the books of Moses, he prophesied about me. And you say you believe Moses, but if you really believed him, then you would believe me because he testified of me. It's exactly what the Lord was telling them. You know, folks, very rarely do you hear this type of preaching in churches. You know, the Jewish people need to be saved. There's no special compartment for them outside of Christ to go to heaven, ladies and gentlemen. You know, if you don't believe in Christ, you're lost, whether you're Jewish or Gentile. You don't turn to him for salvation. If you've never been born again, whether you're Jewish or Gentile, you're lost. Let's get real. You are lost. You are dead in your sins. And that's what I want to get through to you today. So the Lord said, look, you're telling me you believe in Moses, but I'm telling you, if you really believed in Moses, you would be believing in me because he spoke of me. The Old Testament has many prophecies speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in New Testament book of Acts, chapter 13, verses 26 to 28, men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, talking about the Jewish people, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. For they that dwell at Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him. And though they found no cause of death in him, yet desired they Pilate that he should be slain or killed. So, right here in the book of Acts, ladies and gentlemen, we have the people, and here's Paul saying, look, men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, you who fear God, this is the word of salvation. Okay, and he says, because they knew him not, the people at Jerusalem, nor yet the voices of the prophets, which are read every Sabbath day, they fulfilled them in condemning him. So look at what's being said here, ladies and gentlemen. They had their scriptures, they had the scrolls, they went to listen to the scriptures read every Sabbath day, and yet they didn't understand what those prophets were saying. And it actually fulfilled those prophecies, those what the prophet said, by killing Christ, by having him slain. Can you imagine this? So you can play church, you can go to church, you can go to synagogue, but if you've never been saved, if you've never been born again, ladies and gentlemen, it's all for naught. You must be born again. It points to Christ. If he's not your savior, then you're still dead in your sins. That's what's taking place there. So this is still going on, ladies and gentlemen, in the year 2021. People go to the synagogues, they listen to the scriptures, but they don't want Christ. That's a fact. That's the truth for the most part. So that's what I want to get across there, ladies and gentlemen. Look at this scripture from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 14 to 16. It says, but their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. So that flows right in with what the Lord said. Here we have the Apostle Paul talking about his own Jewish people. And he says there's a veil. It's a spiritual veil. It's upon their mind. It's upon their heart, ladies and gentlemen. So even when they're reading the Old Testament, they're going into the synagogues. They're hearing the word, but there's still that veil that blocks their mind. It blocks their heart. So when Moses is read, it's still upon their heart. And the only way that veil is going to be removed is when they turn to the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of their souls. Folks, all over the land, there are Jewish people that have, by the millions, that spiritual veil over their mind and their heart. And that goes for Gentiles too, folks. Before I came to know the Lord, there was a veil over my own heart, over my own mind. You see? So I heard the word preached, and the Spirit of God was able to anoint the word to my heart, and that veil is lifted. So for the most part, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking the majority of people in the world. I'm talking billions upon billions of people. That spiritual veil is still upon their mind. It's still upon their heart. What could be more important or more serious than the salvation of your soul? Think about that. Think about that. What could be more important than the salvation of your soul. Is that veil upon your own mind today, folks? Is it on your heart? Have you ever been born again of the Spirit? Can you say, I know Jesus as my Lord and my Savior? Can you say that today? So this is very serious stuff. You know, if that veil's upon your heart, that means you're still in your sins. The good news is 1 Peter 3:18, for Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened or made alive by the Spirit. So there's the good news, folks. If that veil is still upon your heart, whether you be Jewish or Gentile, it can be removed. You can be saved, but you must understand that Christ is the way. He suffered for your sins. The just, he's the just one, not us. The just for the unjust, that's you, that's me. The just for the unjust. The purpose to bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, that's why he went to the cross. But quickened, made alive by the Spirit, he rose from the dead. There's the victory. Christ conquered death. Death has no sting anymore. For those who believe, hallelujah. Are you in, folks? Are you in? Are you inside or are you outside? 1 Peter 1:18-19. For as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. That's good news, ladies and gentlemen. Not silver and gold. People will be throwing that stuff away on Judgment Day. Before Judgment Day, folks, it will become nothing. The only thing that matters, folks, on that day is, do you know the Lord? Have you been washed in that blood, ladies and gentlemen? The blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's what Peter's talking about here. The precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Religiosity will not save you. I wish I would have heard these scriptures as a young man going to my Catholic church, going to confession, going to mass. I was dead in my sins. The veil was upon my heart. Religious but lost. There are hundreds of millions of Roman Catholics that are still there. Ladies and gentlemen, that veil is upon their heart. Listening to the sound of a false gospel. When that whole time I was going to the church, I never heard the truth. All rituals, all tradition, candles and statues, and receiving the Eucharist, death, spiritual death. I was dead in my sins. But then I heard the word of God preached, ladies and gentlemen. And I said, what? I can be saved? I can be washed clean? Glory to God. It's a miracle to be born again of the Spirit. That's why Jesus said, ladies and gentlemen, in John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You know, Jesus meant what he said, ladies and gentlemen. He was God manifest in the flesh. And he said, I am the way. There is no other way, ladies and gentlemen. He says, I am the way, the truth. There is no other truth but in him. He didn't say, I spoke the truth. He said, I am the truth. And look at this, and the life. We're talking eternal life, folks. If you want to know you're going to heaven, remember that verse, John 14:6. I've showed you, you know, when I first got saved, I showed you the jacket. I had it, that scripture put on the back. Maybe I'll put a picture on the screen. Powerful words. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He means what he says, folks. You're not coming in unless you're coming by him. There's no other way. Don't ever forget that. There is no other way. No other way, ladies and gentlemen. Let me close it out with 1 John 5:9-13. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to read 11, verse 11 there again. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever you are out there, man, woman, young, old, doesn't matter. If you remember one thing, remember this. Eternal life is in the Son. It's in Jesus Christ. It is nowhere else. You can search your libraries. You can search your encyclopedias. You could graduate your college with honors. But hear me now. If you don't know Christ, you're still dead in your sins. The most important thing for you is to get right with God. That's right. So eternal life is in the Son of God. You're not promised another day. Even the breath we breathe, ladies and gentlemen, it's on loan to us. You're not promised another day. So this is what people need to know, especially during this time, with this COVID stuff going on. You read all these nightmare stories, ladies and gentlemen. People are alive one day, a couple of days later, they're not alive anymore. The most important thing is, did they make that connection before they went into eternity? So you heard the truth here, ladies and gentlemen. You must come to Christ if you want life. You must come to him. Lay aside the other things and get right with God before it is too late. Be blessed.